Blog Talk Radio.
Today. Okay, here we go. The music is doing weird stuff. Happy, happy, happy Friday. Yes, it is. It is 10:15:21, and it's almost 5 o'clock. Now, this may be 15 minutes for freedom, or I may go and do a little bit longer, but let's do Jesus Calling, okay? Let's get Jesus Calling in right away. That's the most important thing for the Yasha Prayer Force, and try to stay conscious of me as you go step by step to this day. My presence is with you. It's both a promise and a protection. My final statement is, before I ascend into heaven, is surely I'm with you always. That promise is for all of my followers without exception. There you go. The promise of my presence is a powerful protection as your journey through life. There are numerous pitfalls along the way. Many voices clamor for your attention, enticing you to go their way. A few steps away from your true path are pits of self-pity, despair, plateaus of pride, self-will. If you take your eyes off of me and follow another way, you are in grave danger. Even well-meaning friends can lead you astray if you let them usurp my place in your life. The way to stay on the path of life is to keep your focus on me. Awareness of my presence is your best protection. And then this is the nighttime. There's an open road ahead of you all the way to heaven. The challenge before you is to stop focusing on your problems and limitations and to believe the way ahead is really an open road in spite of how it looks. When you're struggling, simply take the next step and thank me for clearing the way. And 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes. And that is 2 Corinthians 5:7. It's awesome. And then here, before you turn up the lights tonight, I endured what I did, open up a path of life for you. Now have faith and believe I am the way and the Father in heaven. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 16:11. That is from Jesus Calling, Morning and Evening. That's by Sarah Young, and I got mine at Hobby Lobby. And you can get it. It was like $6. It's a big book, and it's fabulous. Now, you could also get it, I guess, one of the bookstores is closed. It was, you know, these bookstores are closing. They had one for like, you know, $6 or $6.25. So I was out far by West Dundee, and I was at this mall called Spring Hill Mall. And oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It was like a ghost town. But we didn't pray yet. So let's get praying right away. Father God, we thank you for today. Lead us, guide us, touch us in all we do. And, God, what are we doing here? This is so crazy, all of this insanity that we're seeing. And, God, thank you for awakening people to the truth. Thank you for this country. Thank you for your peace, your love, your freedom. And we know it's all found in you. And, God, just expose the truth. I mean, it's just, you know, all of what's going on with this supply chain and, it's just sad. It's really sad. So, God, just show us the way and what to do, and let us honor you and help, you know, let us help each other. Let us take this as an opportunity to be more loving and kind
And we praise you and thank you. Amen. So, yeah, everything's going up. Like 8.9 in August, 9.2. Some stuff is going up like 30%. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, everything, and people are starting to awaken. If you've been to the stores lately, people are like, oh, my God, the prices and the shelves are getting bare. But, you know, you got all these containers sitting the thing in California, all those docks, because the truck drivers can't go, and now Chicago police are not going to be working because of Lori Leftfoot. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. So I got some jab stats here. These are truth. Numerous whistleblowers have said most numbers can be multiplied by 5 to get the true numbers of adverse reactions. Okay, 15,386 deaths, 5,178 deaths within 48 hours of inoculation, 20,789 persons permanently disabled, 16,057 persons experiencing life-threatening situation, 66,642 hospitalizations, and 7,267 heart attacks, all post-inoculation. You know, you can't walk away from the data and the truth, okay? Ely's information, and it's as of September 17th of 2021, the CDC reports that there have been at least 726,965 reports of the experimental COVID post-inoculation. So this is crazy, man. This is really crazy. We need to stop. Jab stats, okay? Hey, let's go, Brandon. Here's our stats on our how much everything, because this supply chain crisis is going beyond the cargo ship backlog. This is affecting people, everyday life. People that are in stores, I guess people are like starting to stockpile Christmas gifts. You know what? Forget the Christmas gifts. Food, man. Food. And then you want to get stuff that's going to protect you. Like, God forbid you get a cut. Go to the Dollar Tree. They have some great stuff if you could find it there. But listen to this. This is the real. This is the real. This is from the Labor Department and the Consumer Price Index. And let's go, Brandon. Gas is up 42.1%. Meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, 10.5%. Propane, kerosene, and firewood, 27.6%. Fuel oil, 42.6%. Electricity, 5.2%. Peanut butter, 6.2%. Coffee, 4.0%. Bacon and similar products, 19.3%. Uncooked beef, 22.1%. Furniture, 11.2%. Used cars and trucks, 24.4%. New cars, 8.4%. Rental cars, 42.9%. Footwear, 6.5%. Motor vehicle maintenance and repair, 4.0%. Postage and delivery services, 3.2%. Haircuts and other personal services, 5.0%. Sporting goods, 7.0%. Appliances, 7.1%. Restaurant, 4.7%. And rent, 2.9. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah. So this is where we're at in Joe Biden's America. And maybe people like to pay high prices. I mean, this is affecting just the middle class every day, mom and pop, you know, just the folks, us, we the people, the folks, the rich, oh, they don't care. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, look at how much money, $450 million he donated to get Democrats elected to create this. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's got all the money in the world. Why would he care? It's not affecting his life. And Bernie Sanders, you know, he's a millionaire, you know. He's a millionaire. No big deal. It doesn't really matter to him because he's got money. It's just the hardworking taxpayer that works every day that's trying to get things out. And then, you know, it's really, really hard. Now, do you remember when Orange Man called Hunter Biden's laptop the laptop from hell? Well, guess what? Joe Biden is finding out just how true that really is. It contains some bad news and potentially a criminal investigation. Yeah, I guess the big guys, they were like intercommingling funds and stuff. That should be interesting. And Chicago, yeah. Contanzaro, the chief of police over there, he's not going to tolerate Lori Leftfoot BS as far as getting the jab. You know, this is a free country. First of all, the jab isn't real. It's BS. So take care of yourself. Take colloidal silver. Take, you know, wash your hands. Go ahead and do the right stuff. Take vitamin C. Take zinc, quercetin. And I guess Joe Rogan slapped Gupta up his ass talking about ivermectin because, no, it was prescribed by a doctor. But they say the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin and the remdesivir, I think it's remdesivir. I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be. But there's some really good information out there. I would go to Daystar, COVID.daystar.com. You get great information, and that's Daystar television network. They're a Christian television network, and they had great doctors on. But, you know, tired of attacks on the truth, okay? We need to start standing for truth. It's time. Texas is talking about totally getting out of the nation, and I guess a lot of people are, there's other ones too, but I guess pro-life is actually winning, believe it or not. Let's see what I have here. Oh, let's see what we got here. I'm going to find some more information because I had put a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know what happened, but let's see. Boop, 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 boop. Let's see. Okay, so pro-abortion. Here we go. The pro-abortion protest is actually created an event, and they're encouraging any abortion supporters to show up. They're countering the Knights of Columbus in Downers Grove. So, I mean, there's people that are pro-life, and the pro-aborts are like doing a counter-protest. Nice, right? Oh, my gosh. Got to go ahead. We just got to pray, because if we don't pray, the whole thing's going. The whole thing's done if we don't pray. And here's seven reasons to pray. Let's see. Boop, 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 boop. Seven reasons to pray. One, prayer can set or change the tone of your day. Prayer helps you make better decisions. Daily prayer keeps God in the forefront of your mind, not forgotten until, you know, once a week. More frequent communication builds stronger relationships. Discipline of daily prayer, submitting your heart to God, answer prayers or prayers prayed, and opening your heart to God daily allows God to transform your heart. And it's from Mrs. Shirley. And you know what? That's so true. It is so time just to pray like we've never prayed before. And because there's craziness going on here, man. Craziness. You know? I mean, I don't know. I just really don't know. I got something here from voter fraud. Oh, the trio of women in Michigan, they're booked on charges. Oh, we talked about that the other day, didn't we? Oh, man. You know, we got to awaken America because woke is just a joke. And if we don't awaken, we're going to lose the whole thing. We're going to lose the whole thing. I mean, can America really be saved by, you know, from these lying sociopathic politicians? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they're terrible, terrible, terrible. I mean, Pete Buttigieg, what's he doing? He's taking time off. I guess he's like on his seventh week. Now, women that actually give birth only get 6 weeks. And he's taking time off because of his new adopted children. But we've got stuff going on, and he's a transportation secretary. He's got an obligation. He's got a job to do, and he's fiddle-futzing around, just like Kamala. You know, she had time to go campaign with the heels up, but she had no time to go to the border to stop this crisis. I mean, people keep coming in here. What's going to happen if there is another 9/11? Let's go, Brandon. And you know what? Big tech is really bad. I mean, they're oligarchs, and they totally censor and demonetize, and they're hurting people. They're hurting people. You know what? It's our First Amendment rights. America's frontline doctors, I mean, they're the ones that are wanting to, they're the ones that help fight this COVID. Now they got to take the jab or they're getting fired. See, the ruling elites, they got to go. It's really time for them to go because they are ruining this country. They are. And this country is dying because of diabolical demon rats, okay? And the thing is, they don't really get the truth. But this nation will die unless we speak truth. Woke is a joke. This is the way it is. So it really is time. It's time to awaken America. Woke is a joke. We got to show up, stand up, speak up. We can't give up, put up, shut up, none of that. We got to just go ahead and pray like we never prayed before. We got to remember who we are and whose we are. We got to get back to our history. We got to get on our knees. And I'm doing some stuff where I'm, like, getting my tomatoes and I'm, like, trying to save the seeds because I grew a bunch of stuff this year. Let's see what that goes. Yeah, that's okay. It's not great. But now I'm trying to save the seeds just like Grandma did. And, you know, go to your Dollar Tree. Go get some extra stuff to put on your, you know, if you get cuts, what is it called? Neosporin. I was going to say ivermectin. Neosporin. Neosporin. Get some extra Band-Aids. You know, get stuff that you don't think about. I guess get dehydrated coffee, you know, the instant coffee. They say that's really good. You know, God forbid, if you don't have, you know, your coffee maker working, you could always get a little, you know, candle and heat up a little candle. They got all those little, you know, it would be really good, too, to get some of those little candle heater things where they, the ones that you could light with a match and get some extra candles and, you know, little wax melter things. Those are really good. And you could go ahead and, like, get your water warm and have a little coffee. I mean, just in case this stuff gets, you know, totally wonked out. But it's true. We got to pray. We got to show up, stand up, speak up. We got to awaken America. Things are costing too much. And it's hurting just we, the people. And it's our country. It's our time. We are here for such a time as this. And if we don't do it now, this whole thing's lost. And, you know, people that are older, you know, they're going to put us in our grave, you know. But it's our posterity, man. If you got kids, grandbabies, I mean, don't you want them to live in a free country? Or you want them to be slaves to the debt that the elites make and all their rules, huh? Come on. You know, how about freedom? No free stuff. And there is no such thing as free stuff. This government is doing everything to harm our liberties and freedom. So it really is time for us to awaken America and get back to founding principles. But I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm Carol Ann Parisi here with Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment. It is so time. It is time for truth. It is time to be awakened because woke is a joke. So, you know, let's go, Brandon. You know, poor Joe Biden, so over his head. But, I mean, seriously, people are even saying, even in the Dollar Tree, okay, because you know me, I shop at the Dollar Tree, I shop at resale shops. People are awakening. They're tired of it. They're tired of the BS. So be the change you wish to see, man. Be well. Be blessed. Be free. Be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P., and, you know, awaken. Awaken. Awaken to truth. Awaken to justice, real justice. Awaken to being a nicer person. And don't fall for the BS, and don't be part of the BS. Remember, woke is a joke. It is time to awaken America, and we got to pray like we never prayed before. And let's do a little bit of Joni and the Daystar Singers with No Fear, and then we'll be right back. Here, let's do it. This is a great song. This is the best song. Here we go. No Fear. Joni Lamb and the Daystar Singers. that is Joni Lamb and the Daystar Singers, and I swear, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to donate a boatload of money to that ministry, because, man, the truth, man, they love Jesus. They're doing great stuff. They're doing great stuff. They talk about this virus with truth, with doctors, America's frontline doctors. Kennedy, who, by the way, if anybody knows, Kennedy's really not the right-wing wackadoodle. But, you know, there's stuff out there. Why do people need to take this plunge if they don't want to? It's my body and it's my choice. Let's fight. Let's fight together. Let's take our country back. Let's fight for freedom. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, independent. If you're a butthole and you're not for liberty and freedom and you want to just go ahead and control people, well, that ain't who we are. It is time. It's our country. It's our time. We're here for such a time as this. We got to pray like four. I want to thank you for joining me today. This is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to do this weekend because I got to finish that garden. I got to do the garden stuff. I'm like farming here now. It's really cool, though. I got those little above ground garden beds from Costco, and I got so lucky. I got some really cheap dirt. And, you know, you just got to figure out, you know, got to go to, like, one of those farms or something. And you go to those farms, and they have manure and all kinds of stuff. But I want to thank you for joining me today on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. And, you know, woke is a joke. Don't fall for the BS. Don't let them lie to you. Tell the people the truth, man. Peace. Catch you back here next time on Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment and Truth. Remember, truth is the highest vibe. This is the high vibe tribe. We cannot lose our country, okay? Let's fight this thing together in love. Phileo, brotherly love. Ciao, ciao for now. Peace.